Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Beyond the Verses podcast. I'm your host, Nasara, and, you know, I'm glad to have you here. I know it's been a while, but I had to take a little time off to recharge, to recuperate, to deal with some personal things in my own life, and I'm very grateful to God for friends who are encouragers and friends who are men and women after God's own heart, who were able to pray with me and who were able to uphold me and check in with me and just hold my hand through a somewhat challenging season of life. And all I can just say is I'm thankful that I've come out on the other side, and I'm thankful that, of course, like, you know, God has won the victory over the war, particularly the one in our minds as well. You know, as believers, we struggle with different things every day. But I'm just really glad to be back, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity to sit here and talk with you guys. And yes, I hope you've been doing well. I hope that you've been having a wonderful time so far in the month of October. I know this year has really gone by so quickly, and I look back and I'm like, oh my goodness, where has the time gone? You know, and then you start doing that whole thing of, oh my God, the year is about to end. What have I accomplished? But I'm like, you know what? I'm alive and God has been keeping me. I think that's more than enough. But yes, you know, on a more serious note though, as the year is coming to an end and, you know, there's this flurry of activity of, you know, many people trying to finish what they started or finish up their goals for the year, or maybe you never even had any goals at the beginning of the year to begin with, and you're like, oh my God, let me start creating some goals, or whether you're already planning into 2023, you know, and whatever that may look like for you. I think the verse that we're going to look at today is going to put a lot of things in perspective for us as Christians, and just for everyday people, really. You know, and we're going to be looking at Psalm 107, verse 1. It's a very short verse, but I think it's a very profound verse. And it says, I'm reading from the NIV translation, by the way. It says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Very short. And I think that these are truths that we all know. We know that God is good. We know that God's love endures forever. We know that we are expected to give thanks to the Lord. But when you put these three things together, really and truly, it just creates a very wonderful and interesting picture. And, you know, I was reading this verse and I was like, basically asking God, like, God, how can I apply this to my life? And what does this look like? You know, what does it look like for me to give thanks to you? And some of the things that I learned from this verse in particular are that we are expected to give thanks to the Lord. You know, in fact, it sounds like a command to me. It doesn't sound like a suggestion. Neither is it an option. It's a command that we are called to obey, right? It says, give thanks to the Lord. It doesn't say, oh, you ought to, or you should try to. It's like, give thanks to the Lord. It's a command, right? And the thanks that we are commanded to give is not for something that God has done for us, or what we expect him to do for us. While we are required to give thanks to God for those things, this form of thanksgiving and a heart of gratitude is meant to be had just because God is, right? It's not because of anything that he has done for us. It's not necessarily because of what we expect him to do. It is because of who he is. He is good and he is love. It doesn't matter that the Lord has put us in difficult situations, or that everything seems to be going wrong in my life or in your life. It doesn't matter whether that relationship that you thought would lead to marriage didn't work out. It doesn't matter whether that job interview you felt went really well fell through. It doesn't matter whether that promotion you were long overdue for didn't come to pass. It doesn't matter whether you were denied that visa. You know, it doesn't change the fact that God is good, and that he would work everything out for your own good. You know, Romans 8 verse 28 reminds us that God, all things work together for the good of those who love God and who are called according to his purpose, right? And so we know that there is nothing that God would do to us or that God would allow happen to us that isn't for our own good. So our definition of good and God's definition of good are two different things, right? That's another thing that we need to take into account. Like, I don't fully understand a lot of the things that God allows in my life. There's some things I'm just like, was this really necessary? Like, you could have really just made this a lot easier for me, you know? And then you have to like backtrack and be like, Lord, I'm sorry, I repent, I shouldn't have been thinking that way. But I mean, I'm sure every single one of us, no matter how far along in your Christian journey you've gone on, like, I'm still very early in mine, but like, there are some things where I'm just like, God, like, you could have just done this a different way. But you see, that's the thing, that's me speaking from my own limited human understanding of who God is, or of what he ought to do, or of what good looks like, right? And God tells us, he says, your ways are not my ways and your thoughts are not my thoughts, right? So we can never fully understand God's goodness. An act of God's goodness to us might seem like an act of meanness. I don't know, is that even a word? But like, something can happen to you and you're like, that just felt like God was being mean to me. But really, you know, time will pass and then you would look back and be like, oh my God, that was actually really for my own good, right? And so we know that God loves us too much to give us something that is bad for us, right? And there's a particular verse that I would like to read in Matthew chapter 7 from verse 9. To 12. You know, before that, Jesus was talking and he was basically talking about how, you know, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks find, and to the one who knocks the door will be open. And then he goes on to say, which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets, right? What stood out to me in this particular passage was the fact that, yes, Jesus makes a very valid point. We as human beings, we know that we are fallen, we know that we are sinful, we know that we are, you know, we're mean-spirited a lot of the time, right? And our hearts are not the cleanest, you know? But thank God we have the Holy Spirit to help us, right, walk more in alignment with God's will. But then essentially we have a tendency to drift towards evil. But for our children or for people that we love, we don't want to give them anything bad. You know, we want to make life comfortable for them. We want to ensure that they feel loved. We want to ensure that if they ask for anything, if it is within our power, within our scope, we can provide those things for us. And that is us as human beings, so with our brokenness and everything, right? So imagine God, who is love, who is light, who is the embodiment of all that is good and all that is holy. Imagine him wanting to give us something that is not good for us. I think when you put it in that context, you kind of realize that if we really believe that God loves us, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, you know, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. If we really believe that God loves us that much and we can see the evidence of God's love for us, then we should be able to tell that, like, he is really good, no matter what our circumstances may look like, no matter what our life situation may look like. And I know it's easy for us to say these things when everything is going relatively good, but I think it's important to remember this even when things are going bad, to know that God is good. God is good and God loves each and every single one of us, right? And the part that says his love endures forever, I was thinking about this, and of course everybody has their own different interpretation of scripture and, you know, what you would get from it, or not necessarily like your own interpretation, but like what lessons you would learn from a particular verse. But something that really stood out to me was, I was thinking about God's love enduring forever, and I thought about it like in the sense of his love enduring forever in the person of Jesus Christ and the free gift of salvation that has been made available to all of us, right? So God's love is enduring forever because we have this free gift. This gift that enables us to come boldly into his presence, this gift that has put us back in right standing with God, where we can come into his presence, where he refers to us as his children, you know, and we can come and we can ask things of him and he would actually hear us and he would answer us, and that he actually serves as our protector, as our shield, you know. I think it's Psalm 3:3 that talks about God being our glory, the lifter of our shield and the lifter of our head. I might be wrong, but you know, just essentially just being so many different things to us because of the love that he has for us, right? And so even if you don't think you have anything to be thankful for, if anything, be thankful for the gift of salvation that you have at the very least, because it is a gift. It is a gift that not everybody gets to experience, because they may not have been in a position where they have heard the gospel or something, you know. And that's why we're encouraged as believers to share with other people too. You know, our gift of salvation is not just for us to hoard to ourselves, but it's something that we need to spread every chance that we get, right? And we need to be more intentional. I need to be more intentional about this, right? I haven't really been as proactive nowadays, but it's something to be deeply thankful for. And we see God's love through this act of sending his one and only son to die on the cross, take away all our guilt, all our shame, to take away the punishment that is, you know, the wages of sin is death. And Jesus, who was holy and blameless and without sin, took upon that death that we were supposed to, like that we deserved, and he took it upon himself and carried that weight for us so that we can live free, free from sin, free from death. It is because of this gift of salvation that we have a hope for the future, despite all the nonsense that is going on in the world. And so I just wanted to share this because I know that we're getting close to the end of the year. And I went into this headspace of feeling like, oh, there were many things I wanted to do that I didn't end up doing. There were many things I thought would go a certain way, but then really like they ended in a completely different way, in a way that didn't particularly favor me. Or there were certain friendships or relationships that just disappointed me, right? And sometimes you might focus on those things and feel like there's nothing to be thankful for. But when you really cast your mind back and think, you would see how in the little things, and even in the big things too, you would see God's hand in each and every single aspect of your life. And that is something to be immensely grateful for. We have so much to be thankful for. You may not have so many material things, right? You may not have the huge house or the many cars or whatever. I don't know what is important to you. But the fact that you have a God that loves you, whose love endures forever, a God that is good and that watches over you and that cares for you so much and pays attention to every single little detail of your life, a God that knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb, that is more than enough to be thankful for. If there is anything that you're going to take away from this episode, is that a heart of gratitude and a heart of thanksgiving, a heart filled with thanksgiving, is a command. It is not a suggestion. Let me just remind you, it's a command. We are expected to give thanks to the Lord in all circumstances. And so I pray that you would remember that God is good and faithful, regardless of the season that you are in, and that you would always thank him for loving you and also for loving me, and for being someone that we can rely on in this very uncertain world, you know. And that's all I have to share today. But yes, I know it's the middle of the week, at least when I'm releasing this episode, and I hope that this encourages you and reminds you of who God is to you, and reminds you that there is so much to be thankful for. And that's it, folks. I don't know why I just called you guys folks. Oh my God. They need to take this mic away from me. But yes, I hope you have been blessed by this episode, and I pray that for each and every single one of us, you know, myself and for you who's listening on the other end, that we would have a heart of gratitude even as this year comes to a close, and that we would focus on the important things and focus on how God has been good to us and how his love has been consistent and has been sure, despite all the things that may or may not have gone wrong in our lives. And I know that there are some people who are dealing with some very tangible, painful hurts and disappointments, like loss of a loved one. And that may have shattered your world completely. And my heart goes out to you, and I'll be praying for you, and I'll keep on praying for you. And I pray that the Holy Spirit and the God of all peace will comfort you in the way that only He knows how. So yes, I will speak to you guys next week. Enjoy the rest of your week and remain blessed. Bye.